Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's you, Jamie. Don't be alarmed, but I think there's a guy following you. Maybe we should get that guard dog we talked about? Nothing too scary. Maybe like a Bichon with an attitude? You know, Progressive's collision insurance covers injured dogs and cats at no extra cost, so... Wait, the guy stood up when I stood up. He's on the phone. He's looking right at me. Oh, wait, it's just my reflection. Don't tell anyone about this.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Pet coverage not available in New Hampshire and North Carolina.
Hello, I am Matt Williamson. This is the Locked On NFL Podcast. Today I am going to preview the Thursday Nighter. Hopefully you're listening in time. But if by chance you're not, let's do it anyways. And I'm going to take some Twitter questions too. So I think that's going to be the normal formula. I'm trying to think exactly how I'm going to do our weekly schedules. This week I did not do a power rank. I'm thinking about doing power ranks every other week, you know, just so, because they don't change a lot doing week to week, but I'm thinking every other week I will do power ranks. They'll probably be on Tuesday because now Wednesday is, you know, Mike's with us as he was yesterday. Got some good feedback on that. Hope you enjoyed that. That's going to be a weekly thing every Wednesday. He works for Pro Football Focus and we have a deal going with them right now too. You just have to go to iTunes, leave me a review, leave your Twitter handle on there, and somebody is going to win a free subscription to Pro Football Focus. So you can't beat that. I need all the reviews I can get, by the way. I've been telling you guys for a while, get on that. But tonight's game, yuck. It really is yuck. Houston at Cincy, for you guys that don't know. Both these teams. All right, let's talk big picture here. You guys have heard me all offseason saying, the Bengals and the Giants have decided to ignore their offensive line and instead they're going to invest in weapons. Marshall, Ingram, Mixon, Ross, all these type of guys. But we're going to let Zeitler and Whitworth go and the Giants don't bring anything else in. And Cincy's going to basically roll with what they have and go with the philosophy of we're weak at the offensive line positions. But our quarterback's smart, and we have so many weapons, we're going to get it out quick, and we don't have to pass block as long, so that's how we're going to play football, because offensive linemen are so overvalued, we don't want to get in that market. So, I didn't approve of it, but I also looked at it and thought, well, that'll be interesting. You know, maybe they can play like Texas Tech and spread offense and transform the NFL game, and not ask these linemen to do very much. So, I bring that up, because I also think Houston kind of belongs in that conversation too. Because haven't paid Dwayne Brown, didn't really do anything in the draft of consequence or in free agency. They do get Martin back from last year's class, but it's a little differently. But they obviously use their draft picks to trade up for a franchise quarterback. They hope Watson, and they drafted a running back, Foreman. So it's not to the same degree that Houston has taken this approach, like Cincy and the Giants. But I kind of lumped those three teams together. Those three teams scored 10 points in week one, combined. Texans, Bengals, Giants. With Cincinnati getting shut out by Baltimore, who I think is a great defense. And I've been saying that for a while. I feel justified that I nailed that, that Baltimore is going to be really difficult to play against. Dalton was a train wreck, tons of turnovers. Same thing was true for Houston on offense. Jacksonville had 10 sacks. 10 sacks. Calais Campbell was a great force. I also think Jacksonville's defense is really, really good. If you remember, it was a couple months ago, I ranked my top 10 defenses, and Jacksonville was certainly on the list. Baltimore was very high on the list. But number one on the list was the Texans. And they didn't show it at all against Blake Bortles, Fournette, an injured Allen Robinson. So, J.J. Watt, Clowney, those guys were not dominant players. They were always in bad situations because of how bad their offense was playing. I get that. And I also think that sometimes life gets in the way. I mean, there's been a lot more on J.J. Watt's mind lately. You know, guys raising tons of money for Houston, and these guys are, you know, dealing with tragedy in their hometown. But I can only analyze what I saw on the field, and it was bad. And I do have some faith that Houston's defense is going to come around. But they're on the road on a short week. still, it's a really favorable matchup. I mean, if Watt and Merciless, Clowney, if they don't feast tonight, then I'm officially worried. I mean, they should be destroying Dalton. And so I think that'll hold up. Cincy's D, to me, isn't on the level of Baltimore, Jacksonville, Houston, who we've talked about. But they have Geno Atkins, and Pac-Man Jones comes back. Perfect is still out. He's still suspended. And Houston's offense is obviously not very daunting. Watson's first career start on the road isn't healthy. I guess Miller played pretty well for Houston last week. I would think he will get a lot of carries. Hopkins should get a lot of targets. All their tight ends are concussed. I mean, I'm not even making that up. Does Pac-Man Jones line up on Hopkins? Yeah, I mean, any of their corners, I think, will be at a disadvantage against Hopkins, but they'll probably get help. Miller will probably churn out some yards, but it'll be a tough sledding. I don't think they'll be very good blocking. I expect, defense, ugly O-line, poor quarterbacking, ugly O-line, defense, a little bit of running game. Cincy's running game, it's hard to evaluate either one of these offenses after 1 week. I think Mixon's role will grow. You know, he out-touched and was on the field a lot more than Hill was, but Geo was the running back of note. But they were also getting destroyed from the get-go. So the best receiving back, the most reliable receiving back, had to be on the field. I think Mixon's role grows. You know, that I think he'll be the early down back now and eventually start cutting into Geo's role. But I can't see either one of these teams running away and hiding. So I think you'll see a lot of Miller, a lot of Mixon. But not good blocking. Two of the worst offensive lines in the league. Quarterback should be under siege. I don't trust Watson at all. Since he's got the better weapons, A.J. Green, Eifert, and those guys. So I guess I'll take the Bengals at home. But I don't feel strong about it. Whatever the over-under is, I think I'm going under. Maybe there's points scored by both defenses. I think that's a possibility. The Bengals are favored by 4.5. I think I'll take Houston with the points just because this is like 13-10, 17-14. Maybe A.J. Green busts loose or something like that. I mean, that could happen. I mean, I could see if one of these two offenses is going to light it up or have a good game, I guess it'll be Cincinnati's. Trust Dalton more, better weapons, but, I think Houston's defense is really, really good, even though we didn't see it that way. So I'll take Cincinnati, but I'll take Houston if you're giving me 4.5.
Is that the new iPhone?
Yeah, got it on T-Mobile. Fastest iPhone deserves America's fastest LTE network.
Introducing the amazing iPhone 8. It's the best iPhone yet, now on America's best unlimited network. For a limited time, save up to $300 on the amazing iPhone 8 after 24 monthly bill credits. And now join T-Mobile's iPhone upgrade program for free.
Eligible trade-in and finance agreement required. If you cancel service, you may lose promo credits. Contact us for details. Video at 480p. Small fraction of users over 50 gigs per month may have reduced speed. See store for details.
All right, I had mentioned that it is also Twitter Thursday. Joe Gear asks, who steps up in the passing game for the Jags after the A-Rob injury? I tend to think nobody. We just talked about how the Jags whipped up on Houston, and I really like Fournette. I think their line's a little better than we thought. I think their defense is great, but I think their passing game's going to be terrible. I mean, Bortles, Lee, Hearns, that's their passing game. I mean, I wish D.D. Westbrook was around. I'd like to see him take deep shots to him off play action. No, nothing at the tight end position. So I guess Lee will be their number one receiver. And, he had a good year. I like him, but no one's resembling a one. They don't even have a Tariq Cohen type guy, a receiving back or a Chris Thompson that you could throw the ball to a lot. So I really think their passing game is going to be really, really bad. Bruce Kennerson asked me, I like the Vikings, but at the Steelers. Still think their offense will move the ball, air, or ground. Thanks. You're going to have to wait till tomorrow on that one, Bruce. But I do urge you to check out the Steeler Nation radio stuff I've been doing. I'll be down at the Steelers facility again today. I think it's going to be a really tough test for the Steelers. I think they're the slightly better team, but I do think these are two of the best teams in the league. So, you know, there you go. This one's not a question, but Russell Ramstead says, two bad teams playing on 3 days rest in preparation equals a bad product. Won't be watching. I can understand that. I'm less than excited about this as well. It is NFL and I'm psyched, but don't get me wrong, but boy, not a good game tonight. All right. This is a little odd to me, but several of you have asked me this on Twitter. This is GoPats79. What do you think about creating some Locked On NFL t-shirts with the podcast logo for sale? The loyal practice squad would buy them. Float the idea. Three or four of you guys on Twitter have asked me for t-shirts. Hey, I want to buy a Locked On NFL t-shirt. I mean, maybe I'm just kind of humble about this, but that's overwhelming to me. That's cool. I guess I could talk to my guy David Locke about it. I mean, maybe we can make 10 t-shirts and 90 of you will buy one. I don't know. I'd wear one. I'll wear a double X Locked On NFL t-shirt with the logo. All right. You guys let me know if that's interesting to you. Evil Jester says, is the Raiders defense good, quote, enough? Wasn't week one, and that surprised me. I also have some blame to give out to Tennessee. I thought they should have got back to their roots with power football, especially against the opponent they had. We'll see. I think Oakland's offense is more than good enough, but my concerns with them are they've been, you know, the defense is really, really young on the secondary, but I like the talent. Awful at the linebacker position. Great with Khalil Mack. Okay in the front. You know, Van der Rose, guys like that I like. They're a little healthier, too, than they were last year. But I tend to think no. I tend to think that's a playoff team, not a contender. What are the best offseason indications of whether an offensive line will improve or not? That's Abel Blake. Well, a huge thing with offensive line play is continuity. So it might not be that they improve, but you should feel pretty strongly if they're returning their same starters. And I know that sounds true at any position. Like, well, we're not going to get worse if we bring back the same guys. But with offensive line play, the more you play together, the stronger you get. I absolutely believe that. You know, like when Ross Tucker and I used to do the Football Today podcast, he's a former lineman, thought the same thing. All offensive line coaches say the same thing, that maybe, you know, you keep a guy in there maybe a little longer than he would have because he has a real good feel for the players around him. Playing offensive line, you need to be a much smarter and much more aware than I think the average bear realizes. You don't just come off the ball and beat people up. I mean, you need to know things, recognize things, how long to hold your block until you hand them off to the next guy in combos, things like that, blitz pickup. The blitzes that these guys see are really intense, and they happen now, you know. But I also think, like any position, that you look at the Browns. It didn't really show against Steelers, but you look at the Browns and they go out and they get a guard who's a real, real solid player that all of us know is a quality starter. There's no reason to think differently. And they add a center, you know. So, yes, the offensive line should improve. Drafting guys is a lot more hit or miss at that position. You know, like Denver. Like, okay, they drafted a tackle in the first round, so their tackle problem solved. You know. So that to me, not as much. One little note, though, is when you find like Atlanta last year, you get a center. Center is an underrated position to me, that when you have a guy, you have Alex Mack, comes in and just solidifies things around everybody. You know, all the calls, all the mental things. Those guys, you know, great centers are leaders. You know, if I was picking a team from scratch, I bet I'd be one of the people, one of the owners out of 32 of us that would pull a center off the board highest. And maybe I'm a little biased. Again, it goes back to my Pittsburgh bias. I was born in 1973. And for the majority of my life, I've seen Mike Webster, Dermoni Dawson. I mean, the majority of my life, those two were the centers in Pittsburgh, which is unbelievable. And then it was Harding's, now it's Pouncey. You know, like, this organization believes the same thing. And, well, it's worked. JDG asked me, he has two questions here. Basically, just, you know, combining the two, what do I think, and this is sort of a fantasy over, you know, over drafting here, but what do I think of the Howard and Cohen situation in Chicago's backfield is what he's asking me. Well, I think they found a guy. You know, that's what's great here is their receivers are so horrible due to, even if they were bad to begin with, and now they're going to be worse because of injury, that they absolutely have to find some pass-catching people, anyone that can be a slight mismatch in the passing game. And I think Cohen will be that all day long. I also think that John Fox is an old-time coach. The interior of their offensive line is good. Young quarterback, eventually Trubisky, good defense. That Jordan Howard is going to remain the foundation of this offense. He has to be, clearly, I'm sure that's what they drew up all year long, you know, all offseason long. He's still a really good back. He's just not much of a receiver, and drops are a problem. They were a problem last year. So it wouldn't surprise me if you see these guys more and more on the field together out of necessity. You know, that I think Cohen has some Sproles to him, which I give very much as a compliment. You know, very much so. I think they found a guy. So at least they have somebody dynamic. But, man, they're going to have a tough time manufacturing yards through the air in Chicago.
Fall has arrived at JCPenney, the perfect time to refresh your home. From now until Sunday, get up to 50% off select comforter sets, furniture, and the most comfortable mattresses from top brands like Tempur-Pedic, Sealy, Beautyrest, and more. And save 50 to 60% on select sheet sets, plus an extra 15% with your coupon on select home items. Hurry, end soon. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Coupon valid 9/28 to 10/9 on select home items, furniture, and mattresses. Prices valid 9/28 to 10/1. Selections vary by store while supplies last. Fittings on regular and original prices. Intermediate markdowns may have been taken. Some exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
All right, we are going to take a couple more. Jeff asks, do you had a cop? Something like that. One of these times I'm going to read one of these and it's going to be like something vile. But anyway, will Alex Smith be a top 10 fantasy quarterback this season? No. No, he's not going to be a top 10 quarterback. He had a good game. He had a real good game. They have good weapons. They beat a very good team. I'm not selling him short. But look around the league. I mean, there's guys that put up stats, and we didn't see a lot of big quarterback stats in week one. You know, guys like Goff, Stafford, who I love, Alex Smith, all first overall picks, by the way, had big games. Bradford, you know, those are the guys that had big games. But do you think all of a sudden that Brady and Rodgers and these guys are going to stop having huge games? No way. No, Alex Smith is not going to be a top 10 fantasy quarterback. G.A. Steele asked me, recently read, good QBs in the NFL are not in short supply. It's bad O-line play. Thoughts? I think it's more or less both. This isn't what you asked, but this is the best reason ever for my if I was king of the world scenario that I would have a minor league system, that every team would have a minor league team like baseball or hockey. Because offensive linemen and quarterbacks need it more than anything, and it's hurting the game dramatically. They're just not developing these key positions. I guess I understand your point, you know, that if you go through the league, you know, including the young guys that you're excited about, there's a lot of teams that have a quarterback or have somebody you can live with if it's Alex Smith, Dalton, or better, as well as the four rookies and Goff and Wentz and those types, as well as the group like Carr and Mariota and Winston that haven't won it yet but are up and coming, you know. So I guess the majority of the teams, more so than offensive line, are better set at the quarterback position than they are with the offensive linemen. But I really think the reason for that is there's five offensive linemen on the field as opposed to one quarterback. Quarterback's harder. But you guys have heard me say, I mean, there's a huge, huge shortage of offensive linemen right now. They just don't come into the league nearly as ready. Better athletes play on defense. And, you know, the athletes you see on defense right now are, wow. You know, I mean, I really think that discrepancy of all shapes and sizes of defensive linemen from 240-pound Von Millers up until 340-pound Damon Harrison and everybody in between, defensive lines across the league now are, I think, the best they've ever been. Michael Jack, FF, thoughts on Wentz. Why are you so high on him? What are your distinguishing factors among QBs? I think he's a total stud. I mean, I think all the physical attributes are there. Toughness, smarts, big playability. I mean, you see the play he made to Aguilar. You know, I mean, I think more consistency is coming. I thought his supporting cast was really poor last year, especially receivers. I thought he made the best of his bad situation. I also think that there are some inconsistencies that he misses. His deep accuracy needs some work. His mechanics don't worry me all that much, but his accuracy does a little. Still, I think he's a star. I mean, I don't have many qualms about him saying, like we mentioned, if we were picking teams and I'm the GM and we throw every player in the mix, I don't know that there's five guys I would take ahead of Carson Wentz. You know, I mean, maybe Mariota. I think I'd take Wentz. As much as I love Winston and Carr and some of those guys, I think Wentz is right there with them, if not ahead of them. So Bioshock asked the last question of the day. I need to run. So this was good Twitter Thursday. We haven't had a good Twitter session in a while, and you guys get a lot of good questions. What's the best restaurant in Upper St. Clair, which is where I live? And I'm just going to vent for a minute that there isn't any. I mean, I'm sure there's a couple. But, man, there's too much chains around here. You know, I lived in Dormont, which was closer to the city. I need Tom's Diner, you know. I need, you know, some of these kind of places that are diners in an old school that have been there 100 years. Like, when the wife and I go out to din, we go to Franco's, which is great. You know, it's our spot, and, you know, it's fine. But there aren't many to choose from, and we've complained about that a little bit. So, any of you Pittsburgh people, shoot me a text on where I should go that I've been missing. But I'm a South Hills guy, and I think I know the spots. I'm just not loving it. All right, I'm going to take one more here. Eraser Fred says, would you agree that the Broncos this week looked more like what we hoped for from the Hawks than the Hawks? I don't know what he's asking. I probably shouldn't have answered that question without reading it first, but it just popped up a minute ago. I don't know what he's talking about. I thought the Seahawks defense was great. I thought they were robbed of a pick six. I think their offensive line was terrible. Is that what he's getting at? You know, is their formula defense, questionable O-line play? I guess that's what the question is. I thought, you know, C.J. Anderson played well. I thought that they controlled the line of scrimmage to some degree. But San Diego's defense was no slouch either. I guess I'm not really sure what he's asking me. Denver got the win. I do think that the Charger defense wore down a little bit. But I don't know. I don't know. I'm not sure exactly what you're asking there, brother. Sorry. All right, I'm going to run. Fun show, as always. Tomorrow's the big one. We're going to pick games. We're going to review tonight's stinker. But maybe it's better than we think. And I will pick games using the MyBookie lines and go against the spread and straight up. So that's been our most popular show. That's a winner. Spread the word. See you.